supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, what do you think is the role that despair plays when we have an illness? How does it affect our health, our recovery, our outlook?
Despair in the long run is fatal, period. Despair in the short run, we usually recover from. I was quite ill for the last 3 weeks. I felt despair. And I talked with Joan and my daughters, and I told them that I was really, really tired, physically, spiritually, emotionally. I had been through so much over these last 39 years, and I was tired, and I didn't want to die, but I didn't have the energy to fight to live. So my despair, to be honest, it didn't dissipate. It became manageable. It came more balanced with my desire to live.
How does despair manifest? How is it different from sadness, from grief?
Despair is a complete hopelessness and helplessness about your future.
What's the antidote to despair?
Social connection is one. Two is you have to have hope. Hope in the big picture, maybe not, but hope that tomorrow can be better than today.
What if you're a patient and your diagnosis is not going to change? Can you still combat that feeling of despair if you know that your days are limited?
Oh, absolutely. And you find, studies have shown that people at the end of their lives, at the very end, are more peaceful. You know, and no matter how you get there, you're more peaceful. I use the metaphor very often of leaves in the fall and how beautiful they are right before they die.
So what has helped you balance this despair? You've said it's not gone away, but it's gotten better, I guess.
I am tired. I've got less energy. My body's tired. You know, Sartre said you should live with death on your shoulder. Yeah, I've got death on one shoulder. And you know me. I've got life on the other shoulder. And it's bright and it's shining and it's enjoying and grateful for every moment.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Micah.